My name is Raul Velazquez, and this is your Daily Edge. Yesterday, a training on how to pick your enemies wisely. See, based on the book written by Patrick McDavid, it talks about in order for you to win in life and in business, you have to use emotion and logic in order for you to be competitive. This training is exclusively on the Edge100app.com, so make sure you download the Edge100app.com. Because I talk about how to use that emotion and that logic in order for you to sharpen your edge. See, emotion is that vision, that mission, that pull. And every single one of us, we need to have a pull in life. And the logic is that push. Every single day, we're pushing towards something. But this morning, I was thinking about what drives a man to be so emotional that he actually doesn't take action. What drives a man just to live in his emotions? And the reality is that most entrepreneurs, most leaders are just dreamers. And we just love to just visualize where we're going, you know, write down all these visual maps and write down all the things that we want to create. But at the same time, we lack the emotional fitness to take action. We live in the clouds. We live in the one day. See, other men just are so logical that they don't have a vision or a dream, and they're just constantly struggling for perfection. See, perfection is the lowest standard. Perfection is always going to get you to procrastinate. Every single time you procrastinate is because you're trying to achieve perfection. See, in order for a man to find his edge, he has to know the balance between being driven emotionally, getting down the clouds, and working in the dirt and making sure that you're not looking for perfection, you're focusing on progress. Because the key here is every single day getting one step closer to what you want in life. But the first step is you have to know what you want. What do you want in your business? What do you want in your marriage? What do you want in your life? If you don't know what you want, how are you going to achieve it? But you can't live on the clouds thinking on the one days because you're never going to make shit happen. But every single day you can't get stuck in perfection either because you're never going to take action. So focus on progress every single day, getting 1% better, 1% faster, 1% stronger. And eventually, little by little, the compound effect of doing the work, the emotional fitness is going to catch up. And you realize, as you look back, it's a shit. I've come a long way. I coach men for 5, 6, some of those guys 7 years. And when they look back, they don't even recognize their lives anymore. They don't recognize who they were. Same thing, as you continue to put in the work, you want to create that vision of yourself, and little by little, you're going to become that man, that leader that you once envisioned. But you have to have the pull and the push, the emotion and the logic. So my intention for you today is to ask yourself, where am I being too emotional that I live on the clouds and I need to come down for the clouds and put in the work? Or where am I being so logical that I'm waiting for perfection? Because perfection gets you stuck. The moment that you are clear what keeps you in the clouds or what keeps you stuck in perfection, then you could interrupt the pattern and make shit happen. Because today is the day that you use the push and the pull to get 1% closer to what you want in life, because the best is yet to come. Have an amazing day. Learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.
If you're a businessman and you're ready to lead, go to findmynextlevel.com so you can sign up for the Leadership Summit, an experience that's going to help you lead with power. Go to findmynextlevel.com. That's findmynextlevel.com. I'll see you there.